Well, you join me here with Mike Brown and George Robson. 169 and 106 appearances for Harlequins, respectively. Both turned out for the Saxons, and you're both part of a Quinn side that's won 15 out of 16 games this season. George, first of all, must be enjoying your rugby a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's great playing at Quinn's. Always enjoyed it down here, but, you know, with those wins on the bounce, it's certainly... brings a smile on your face and makes getting up on that Monday coming into training a little bit easier.
Yes, and a brace of tries at the weekend, away to Toulouse, magnificent result. Mike, you must be feeling in great form.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my rugby at the moment. Toulouse was a really good game and tough game. Boys dug in deep and got the win, and just lucky enough to dot over for a couple of tries.
Yeah, that's 10 tries in 10 games since the beginning of October. What do you think's brought this rich vein of form? I noticed that there's a new tag appearing next to you, Golden Brown. I've been also reading that you've had Margot Wells and Mark Mapletoff helping you out. Obviously, the coach here, or director of rugby, Conor O'Shea, is a former fullback himself. So what's brought this vein of form, do you think?
Yeah, I think all those things you just said into one is why I'm playing so well. And also the boys around me are playing great rugby as well, and obviously, I've got to give a shout out to the forwards, with one of them sat next to me. They're working really hard, winning us good ball, and I'm just lucky enough to be on the end of a couple of good moves to get the tries.
Yeah, how important is it? Is it the work that the forwards are doing in securing that ball? Is it the relationship you'll have as a back three in terms of the skills that you have as a fullback and what you need around you? What really gets you firing on all cylinders?
I think it's everything you've just said, really. Obviously, it starts with the forwards. They've got to work hard to win us the good ball that we've been getting, and then obviously the backs work that Mark Mapletoff has been doing is showing dividends at the moment. And yeah, and obviously on my own game, I've had to get my head down, work hard on that, and I think that's showing at the moment.
You happy to take some percentage of these tries for him, George?
Oh, certainly. I think we were having a chat upstairs. Nick Easter was talking about the assist he gave to Brownie with the pass, and I pointed out that, you know, the front five have been doing very well on the ruck try score assists recently. But no,
George hangs on the wing though, so yeah.
Clearing out Brownie on wide rucks, that's what it's all about. No, I mean it's great. I've been asked the question, you know, do you guys in the tight five, you know, and the forwards get upset with the backs getting all the headlines and scoring the tries? But that's the way we want it to be. You know, we want to get them that ball, and having played in size when I was younger, growing up as a kid, where you win the ball in the forwards and you do well, the ball goes out and nothing happens. It's always been good at Quinn's, where, you know, we do pretty well in the forwards, and then as a result of that, you get the ball out. There's nothing like seeing the ball come out of the scrum or off the line out and the boys dotting it down under the post. So, you know, it's great that the guys are doing well, and we're all enjoying it. Like Brownie said, you know, it takes everyone's got to do their job for the team to be successful. So if everyone's working hard and pulling their weight, then, you know, the right guys score